Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study of 2 Peter. Today we'll be starting a new series. Before we start the next book, the series is The Crown. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom teaches us these new lessons. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I trust that you'll have your good King James Bible ready to follow along with us. We're going to have a Between the Books series here on the crowns. There are five crowns the Bible speaks concerning for Christians. And my friend, crowns are not something to be displayed in a trophy case. They're not trophies. They are not things that we will set back and admire. Crowns speak of ruling and reigning with Christ. My friend, not every saved person that goes to heaven will have crowns. Not every saved person is going to be ruling and reigning. Some will be saved, so as by fire. And so heaven will have greater responsibilities and greater riches for some than for others. But now let me also say this. The very lowest one in heaven is 10 trillion times better than the best man in hell. And so it's so important that you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home. Now, in these next few weeks, as we look at these crowns, I trust that you'll follow along, that you'll take notes. I trust also that you'll call others and ask them to listen in. Remember, Lamp and Light Broadcast does not advertise. We do not pay anyone to advertise for us. As a matter of fact, we're one of the few programs that work on a national level, that we work with more than just one network, and we're one of the few programs that uses a marketer to market our programs for us. We don't do that. We don't pay a marketer. We have just trusted the Lord with this from the beginning, and He's the one that has opened doors, and He's the one that has used this broadcast. And as He expands it, then we allow it to expand. All of us who are involved in it. Our announcer, Jerry Banks, our technician, Brother Dick Vaught, none of us take a salary for the work that we do. And by the way, Mr. Vaught puts many hours into this broadcast. Believe me, what you're hearing right now is something that he has gone through and corrected. He has taken out my throat when I've cleared it up, when I've coughed, when I've stopped, I've stuttered, and things of that nature. He is the one that clears all of that up and makes it presentable for radio. So let me just say that these men have dedicated themselves to this because they want you to have the Word of God. What we ask is that you help us by telling others about our broadcast. Get your pastor to listen in. We believe that we are a help to the local church. Anytime someone teaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are, that should be a help to the local church. If it's not, then that local church is not what it should be. And so let me just say it this way, as one writer put it in the Word of God, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." A songwriter has said, "His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. And oh, I like to be able to say that. And that rings so well in my ears when I'm able to say, my Lord. Now, as we begin this study on the crowns, I trust that you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And again, if you miss one of our day's broadcasts, log on to our website that our announcer will give to you at the conclusion of the broadcast. Log on there and you can listen to the portion that you may have missed. Now in our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we read this. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, friend, I want to share with you the sure promises of God. If you fulfill the conditions of the promises, then the promises are sure. It's like salvation, my friend. If you repent and believe the gospel, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life based on the promise of God, and He would have to lie for that not to be true. Well, the same applies to these promises, these crowns, as well as to all the promises of God. Now, the Bible speaks of five crowns that a Christian can have to lay at Jesus' feet. Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 tells of the casting of crowns at His feet. What a shame if you have no crown to place at His feet. What a shame to be saved so as by fire. What a shame that so many Christians live their life without eternity in view. Well, let's consider these crowns. The first crown is that which is called the crown incorruptible. Our text speaks for itself. In verse 25, he said, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate." The word temperate speaks of self-control. It's making yourself do the things that you are supposed to do or not do the things that you're not supposed to do. The true story is told of a student that was in a Christian college years ago, and he was late to class, late with homework, and had received many demerits for not cleaning his room. The dean of the Christian college called him in one day and let him know that he had enough demerits to be kicked out of the college. But instead he would allow him to stay, but he told him, "You're going to have to do a paper on the subject of temperance. You haven't really been rebellious. You haven't really been doing a lot of bad, out-of-the-way things. You just haven't been doing what you're supposed to do. You're late to class, you don't do your homework, you don't clean your room, and you just don't have temperance." And he said to the young man, "Now, you know what temperance is?" The young man says, "No, not really." He says, "It's making yourself do the things you're supposed to do when they're supposed to be done." Well, later the dean saw the young man, it's about a week or two later, and he said, "Young man, is my paper ready?" "It was due today." The young man said, "Well, doctor, I just didn't get around to doing it yet." Well, after trying to help this young man about his problem with temperance, it was his problem of temperance that kept him from doing the work that he was supposed to do. Self-control then speaks of doing what you're supposed to do and not doing what you're not supposed to do. Now, how do you do these things? Either way. Well, in your body. This then speaks of possessing your body in sanctification and honor. Now, notice verse 27 here of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." What is brought into subjection? His body. This then of necessity and context tells us of our life being holy and acceptable unto God, even in body. This would involve purity. In this passage, the Holy Spirit uses the analogy of an Olympic runner. And we know that for the Olympic runner, there were training times, and there was a diet that they would put themselves on in order to attain, in order to be the best they could be. They did this in training because they wanted to run to win. Now, by the way, back in that day, if you won in these Greek games, you were also exempted from paying taxes the rest of your life. Now, I think some of us could outrun anybody in the world if we knew that. But nonetheless, that was one of the prizes that were involved. Now, this crown incorruptible looks at things that we separate from our lives. For an example, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, "But fornication," and by the way, fornication is sexual sin of any kind, whether it's adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, pornography, what have you. "But fornication and all uncleanness," or covetousness, "let it not be once named among you as becometh saints." Now, what he is saying there is don't be tolerant as a church with these sins. Now, remember Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 felt they were being very tolerant. They thought that they were acting in love. They thought that, look at us, we have liberty and we're dealing in grace. And the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, rebuked that church for tolerating the fornication that was going on. So he says, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." So again, here's some things that he says should be separated from our lives. And of course, I think most of us that are listening, you'd say, oh yeah, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting. And that jesting speaks of joking with sexual innuendo or trying to be just dirty with it, okay? And I think that's as nice as I can say it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.